Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell Reed, my co-host Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guest this week, Marianne Maruzic. Your story is very engaging, Marianne, and beautifully illustrated.
Thank you.
With pictures of many parts of Canada. How did you develop it? Did you fit it round your teaching of the music, or did you fit this musical instruction into the story?
Well, it's all a sort of package, I suppose. The story reflects my own long-standing love affair with Canadian geography. Every year, my children and I go on camping trips, and I've gone across the country and really enjoyed all the car trips, and I've even gone up to Baffin Island to do a 50-mile hike way back when,
yes.
And my shoulders are still sore from carrying my backpack, but I liked it nonetheless.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring that into be part of the book, and a lot of teachers that use the book in classroom settings incorporate the study of geography when they're using the book.
Mm-hmm. So Cougar's adventure is one that she embarks on with other animals she meets.
That's right.
Could you explain how you use the characters to teach notation and rhythm?
Well, each of the characters is a key on the piano.
Yeah.
So the cougar wakes up one day and one evening and sees mysterious lights in the sky, and they turn out to be the northern lights. So she embarks on a cross-country voyage. So she stops in the forest, I think, is the first one, and meets a deer. So D is deer and D on the piano. So that's how we get going with that.
Oh, that's how you chose it, D for deer.
That's right.
And C for cougar.
There you go. See? You're learning already. Now, the hard part is there are no indigenous animals that start with the letter A. I tried and tried, but I came up with Arctic hare. And I have fond memories of being in Baffin Island and swimming because I had to wash my Arctic hare. So it all ties in.
Oh, dear. So tell us a bit more about your camping trips, Marianne. Where have you been?
I've been across the country all the way from Vancouver Island to St. John's. And we've camped all through there, and a few trips up to Thunder Bay in recent times with my two daughters. But many, many years ago, when I was much younger and could carry a backpack for long distances, I did a 50-mile hike across Baffin Island. And that's when I saw the Northern Lights and was very impressed by them. So I did want to incorporate that into the book.
Yes. Well, you certainly have incorporated a great deal of description of the countryside. And tell us a little bit about the illustrations. I wish we could show our listeners some of the illustrations. They're really fun.
They're so beautiful, and they're really detailed. And that's what I liked about them the most, is just to bring in a lot of color and a lot of detail so that the children can focus on that.
Mm. And they're done by Ron Edding.
Right.
Ron
Edding.
A colleague of yours.
That's right. He's with me at the school in Toronto.
As an examiner for the Royal Conservatory of Music, how does your book tie in with traditional piano lessons?
Well, there are a lot of different methods for children, and I'm an old school kind of person, and I like to teach children how to read from the start. And so this is teaching them traditionally, but also with sort of an imaginative twist. So from the very first lesson, as Gwyn will attest, you can learn to read music. So the child actually sees the treble clef and the bass clef, and they see middle C, and they're playing a quarter note. And then we go from there.
Yes, and it gets to be quite complicated by the end of your activities book.
It does.
So is the book intended for private piano teachers only?
No, not at all. I've had a lot of people that are grandparents and parents with a very minimal amount of piano knowledge or musical knowledge that like to buy the book. And I find that there's so much online that you can access that will show you the notes and the staff so that a parent can just look quickly online. Because the question that people always ask me is, how do I know? How do I know that my child is musical? How do I know that they will like piano lessons?
Yeah.
And so it's an easy way to try it out. You can just put an app on your iPad or whatever kind of tablet you might have and read the book from there and incorporate the music.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
So read us some more then from Cougar's Great Adventure.
Okay, I will. So the next character is the deer. When we left off, so that lesson number one, which Gwyn was such a star with, ended with the cougar finding, seeing the lights in the sky and wondering what they were. So she leaves home to find out what they're all about. Cougar came to a deep, cool stream. She saw a deer taking a drink of water. Deer looked up at Cougar and said, "You are a stranger in this forest. Are you lost?" "No," said Cougar, "I'm searching for something. I saw some lights dancing in the sky last night and wondered what they were. They were beautiful, and I would like to know more about them." "I've seen the lights too," said Deer, "but I don't know what they are. Come to the edge of the forest and meet my friend. He is smart and knows many things. He might have the answer." Deer and Cougar walked to the forest's edge, quickly and evenly. So now the child has learned in that lesson eighth notes, which we call TTs. And on the book, we have the illustration of the keyboard with the D key colored in, as well as two bars of eighth notes. So it goes like this. And with that, I would play a duet as well, so it fills it out. And the child can run around the room and pretend they're a deer, and they like to do that and feel that rhythm again in their feet. Perfect.
Wow.
You're a star. That was Gwyn. That's her second lesson. She's doing great.
Well, that's wonderful. Just before we finished, it seemed to me that you gave each animal a note that suggested its size and weight and so on.
Right, exactly. So we have the Arctic hare and then the big lumbering bear at the end. And
yes.
That's right. And the eagles. Yes,
that was pretty clever of you.
Thank you.
Fitting it in like that.
Thank you.
Anyway, it was great. Thank you. And many thanks to you, Marianne, for coming in.
Thank you, Felicity.
Please tell us about upcoming classes you'll be holding in Coburg and where people can buy Cougar's Great Adventure.
Sure. Well, Cougar's Great Adventure is available at Spark, and that's a beautiful new children's store on King Street. So it's 4 King Street West. It's close to Division. And I'll be holding classes there through the March break. So that's a great opportunity for kids to come and go through the book, and we'll do the movement and rhythm instruments, and we'll also have some singing and a variety of things. And for information about dates and times, you could call 289-252-0808, and you can look up Spark online, and they'll have all the information.
Great. Thank you. And listen to our programs anytime and from anywhere on our Word on the Hills website, www.wordonthehills.com. Or to connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to wordonthehills897@gmail.com. And thanks to you all for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week.